ACCA Audio Catechism, questions 97 through 127. Question 97. What is prayer? Prayer is talking with God. Question 98. In whose name should we pray? Only in the name of Christ. Question 99. What has Christ given to teach us how to pray? The Lord's Prayer. Question 100. Can you repeat the Lord's Prayer? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Question 101. How many petitions are there in the Lord's Prayer? 6. Question 102. What is the first petition? Hallowed be your name. Question 103. What do we pray for in the first petition? That God's name may be honored by us and all men. Question 104. What is the second petition? Your kingdom come. Question 105. What do we pray for in the second petition? That the gospel may be preached in all the world, and believed and obeyed by us and all men. Question 106. What is the third petition? Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Question 107. What do we pray for in the third petition? That men on earth may serve God as the angels do in heaven. Question 108. What is the fourth petition? Give us this day our daily bread. Question 109. What do we pray for in the fourth petition? That God will give us all things needful for our bodies. Question 110. What is the fifth petition? And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Question 111. What do we pray for in the fifth petition? that God will pardon our sins and help us to forgive those who have sinned against us. Question 112. What is the sixth petition? And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Question 113. What do we pray for in the sixth petition? That God will keep us from sin. Question 114. How does the Holy Spirit bring us to salvation? He uses the Bible, which is the Word of God. Question 115. How can we know the Word of God? We are commanded to hear, read, and search the Scriptures. Question 116. How can we know that the Scriptures are true? God is the author and He does not lie. Question 117. What is a church? An assembly of believers met together under the preaching of the Word of God. Question 118. What two ordinances did Christ give to His church? Baptism and the Lord's Supper. Question 119. Why did Christ give these ordinances? To show that His disciples belong to Him and to remind them of what He has done for them. Question 120. Did Christ remain in the tomb after His crucifixion? No, He rose from the tomb on the third day after His death. Question 121. Where is Christ now? In heaven, seated at the right hand of God the Father. Question 122. Will Christ come again? Yes, at the last day, He will come to judge the world. Question 123. What happens to men when they die? The body returns to dust, and the soul goes into the world of spirits. Question 124. Will the bodies of the dead be raised to life again? Yes, there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. Question 125. What will happen to the wicked in the day of judgment? They shall be cast into hell. Question 126. What is hell? A place of dreadful and endless punishment. Question 127. What will happen to the righteous in the day of judgment? They shall live with Christ forever in a new heaven and a new earth.